This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. is pushing Israel for a more comprehensive probe of the deadly attack on aid workers in Gaza following a preliminary investigation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israel has announced the results of a preliminary probe into the killings of six World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza. Israel's military chief says the airstrikes were a mistake following a misidentification at night during a war in complex conditions. Chef Jose Andres, who founded the charity, says these were not just unfortunate mistakes in the fog of war. In an op-ed published in an Israeli paper, Andres says it was a direct attack on clearly marked vehicles. In a statement, President Biden was unusually blunt, saying he's outraged and heartbroken by the killings, suggesting Israel's not doing enough to protect civilians.
I think you could sense the frustration in that statement yesterday.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has pushed Israel for months to be more cautious and precise while trying to protect itself.
It matters how they do this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
NATO foreign ministers met Wednesday to discuss how to put military support for Ukraine on long-term footing. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the U.S. Congress's failure to provide more aid for Ukraine is having real consequences.
That's one of the reasons why the Ukrainian have to ration the number of artillery shells. Why they have problems standing up against the Russian force with overwhelming military power because of they are able to outgun them with more ammunition and more artillery.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky